Scott, for people who travel a lot, let's say they're going in and out of the international airport here in Orlando, what are the options for dining?
Well, you know, there are some really good options. There's some really bad options, too, but there are some really good options. Restaurants in airports is kind of a trendy thing. If you travel to, say, LaGuardia or even Atlanta, you might find some restaurants that have celebrity names on them. But here in Orlando, it's kind of a hit and miss. The thing that most people see when they get there is a food court that's really not much different than you might find at any shopping center.
If I'm looking for something different, if I'm looking to skip the chains, where do I go?
There's a Hyatt Regency hotel right there inside the main terminal. And on the first level of the hotel, now that we're talking about going up above the main terminal level, there's a very nice restaurant called McCoy's. And it's a very comfortable, very relaxed atmosphere, very good food. I like the food a lot. They just did a total remodel on the restaurant, upgraded the food. They do a lot of local sourcing, which is, of course, is a big trend nowadays. The sushi bar is terrific, very upscale. The only problem there is that it is in the main terminal before you go through security. So a lot of people, when they get to the airport, they just want to get right through security and get out there. And I really wish McCoy's would have a ticker that shows you the average wait time through security. So people could go in there and relax knowing, okay, it's a 20-minute wait. We need to get going now.
Any other unique restaurants there in the airport?
The Hyatt Regency has another restaurant that's only open for breakfast and dinner, I believe. And that's on the top floor of the hotel. Great view of the airfield, but it's not a grab-a-bite-and-go kind of place like McCoy's could be.
What's that one called?
Hemisphere.
Well, that seems appropriate. Now, I've noticed that there are a lot of restaurants, of course, as you approach the airport there on Cimarron Boulevard. Anything there stand out?
There's another new option nearby called New York Diner, just before you get onto the airport property. I had to pick somebody up at the airport, and I stopped into New York Diner to grab a bite to eat. Turned out the flight was early, and so I just got something to go. And they packaged it up nicely so that if I were a traveler, it would have traveled. Not the chicken soup. The chicken soup would not have traveled because it didn't even last in my trunk.
Oh no.
It tipped over and it smelled wonderful, but I never got a chance to taste it. But the thing I like about New York Diner is that as part of their decor, they've got a television screen that shows flight arrivals and departure, the status of flights departing.
Very handy.
It is very nice. It's a good idea in theory, but when I was there, all the data were 2 hours old.
Oh, maybe not quite so handy then yet.
So if they can get that fixed, it's a terrific idea. But the food was good. It had a hot pastrami sandwich, and any restaurant that's going to call itself New York Diner had better have a good hot pastrami sandwich. And it was very good. Also put together a pretty good burger.
So you're not a slave to the chain restaurants if you're heading out, if you travel a lot through Orlando International.
You need not be.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.